Alright guys, welcome back, going into the final portion here of Roleplay Swan Song Week 17. Adam, the concert begins.
The concert. Yeah, so I think that we start on everybody from the VIP section. You're all in this like elevator, and there's this like nervous energy. Like people are kind of like the girls are all like laughing and trying to be quiet, and like, you know, because there's this weird sense of like being quiet in an elevator, and you can hear the like roar of the crowd outside as you go up towards the VIP section. And the doors open, you hear the like roar of the crowd. There's a room in front of you with like couches, and it's got its own bar up here, and then huge clear window in front that shows you can see out the whole Colosseum, and it's just like packed with people. Like I was saying, like 100,000 people plus. The stage is like right straight directly ahead of you, and then down at the bottom there are video screens that show like close-ups of the stage. And right now there's a hologram that just says Nika Starlight, and it's like hanging there over the stage, and there's like pyrotechnics like going off, and everybody's freaking out. And so Wu obviously like rushes out into the like VIP booth, rushes right up to the window, and like looks over and is getting like super excited, and he's trying to keep his shit together, but you know, Higgs isn't here to give him a hard time, so he's kind of just letting his excitement get the best of him. From here, Sakirian and Prosper, you guys can see that there are exits on either side that go off to like the washrooms. There's the elevator, and there's an emergency like fire staircase. Lord Lara and her friends go
fire what?
Like a fire escape staircase.
Staircase?
Oh, yeah. I see what you did.
Okay.
There's a long cement staircase that leads back down.
I would like to go explore that
Prosper,
area.
You feel a horrifying chill suddenly pass over you as though someone were walking on your grave. And so once you get out there, there's a moment where you guys all like, come out into the booth where the lights on the stage and everything all go off like suddenly. And people start screaming, not like in a terrified way, but in an excited way. And like announcer's voice... in both, like first in Mandarin and then in English, announces, you know, she came all the way from Majid. You know, she wouldn't let the government or the prophet keep her down. She's here. One more show for you, Strophios. And everyone's like fucking flipping out. Here she is, Nika Starlight. Everyone starts screaming. Wu is freaking out. The girls are freaking out. The noise is incredible. And, all of these like Roman candle style, like fireworks are going off, and you can see in the center of the stage, it like opens up, it sort of irises up, and Nika arrives on a like platform that like rises up from underneath until she's like up above the stage, and she's got some kind of like hologram like rig on her arms. Like you can see these like, they're not cybernetics, but they're like gloves basically, and she's using them both to control the music and to create like lights around her, and she starts singing, and Wu is singing along, and so are the girls that are here with Lord Lara. And what are you guys doing when this happens?
Did I ever get like back into the like servant area where they were bringing out the hors d'oeuvres? So I already checked it out, and it was like all, you know, pretty clean and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The noise is killing Sakarian's head, but he's trying to focus, so he's like scratching his forehead and stuff like that, but he's staying close to what's her name and just he's looking around.
Oh my God,
but it's like he's starting to sweat a little bit. He's not usually like that.
You know, Prosper, he like steps back into a corner and he radios Higgs and he says, "Monsieur Higgins."
Mm-hmm.
Or "Monsieur Higgins."
I think I respond by like clacking the phone twice on the ground and put it back to my ear.
So if what we want is to get to Lord McCrary, the man, Lord Lucas McCrary, and we are hoping to track the assassin that Lord McCrary hired to put pressure on Lord Lara McCrary, then basically what I'm saying is Higgins, go to his ship and find information on Lord Lucas McCrary's whereabouts.
Oh, shit, sneak onto the evil guy's ship?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you tell me to do that?
Yeah, I say, Monsieur Higgins, Constantine Feng is probably at the concert. You need to get onto his ship and find out where Lucas McCrary is. God damn it. Call back.
Get your drunk ass over to that terrifying spaceship.
Yeah, I hang up mid-sentence.
I text him, except I do it in all caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to do, Higgs?
Pi, I'm too drunk to respond intelligently via text. Can you please tell Prosper that that is a terrible fucking idea and that I do not wish to die tonight and that I hope they don't either because he's pissed off and good luck. That it send like five different texts, each different sentences right there.
Okay, Prosper, you get a text back from the ship's internal comms, not from Higgs, and it just says, Higgs says no because he's a big, drunk, scared baby.
I text back. I say, tell Higgs we have to bring Constantine Feng back and interrogate him unless he does this.
Okay, so Higgs, you get a message from Pi. Like, Pi just comes on the thing and says, Prosper says you're a big, drunk, scared baby and that you should do it.
Well, Pi, remember what I was saying when we were talking about being scared? Yeah, yes. Going on to an assassin's ship that can kill you, that people fear across the galaxy, is certainly... He doesn't leave the ship just open. Pie. There's probably booby traps. He might even have a small person that he just leaves on his ship to cut someone's legs off when they walk in. It's probably real. I'm not doing it. Respond. The big drunk baby says to go fuck himself.
Oh my god.
I just hang up. Or I just stop talking.
He's probably got a small
person. Yeah, Pie says to you, that's a very interesting system of defense. Is Wu our small leg attacking person?
Yes, of course he is. Pi, why would he not be? Why do you think I keep him around? Of course.
I understand.
Oh my
god. He
just
needs a machete and then we'll be good.
That's very interesting. Maybe you should avoid the ship.
I know. I'm already ahead of the game.
So, Prosper, you get a message back from the ship that says Higgs is afraid a dwarf is going to cut his legs off.
I text back to Pi. I have no response to that.
Pi just responds with the like shruggy emoticon.
Yeah.
Like,
with the two eyes like whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Okay. I radio Sakari and I say, looks like we have to capture Feng and bring him back to the ship for interrogation for us to find out where Lord Lucas McCrary is securing himself.
You text that to Sakarian?
Yeah.
You text me what?
I just say to you on the comms, it looks like we have to capture Constantine Feng, take him back to the ship, and interrogate him to find out where Lord Lucas McCrary is. And then I follow up with, because Higgs is too much of a baby to go onto his ship.
He looks at the text and is like, what in the fuck did he think we were going to do? And he's like actually confused. He's like, I think he thought we were attending the concert. And he just like writes back, yes, period. The capital Y-E-S, period.
Yeah.
No, which, by the way, in the future is like, you know, like...
Yeah. It's like a slap in the face. Prosper texts back, but the concert... ... !!
I'm sorry, I think you text back, but le concert?
Yeah.
But le concert.
Le concert! Yeah.
And he's like... He's just like... Yes.
Capital T, period, capital T.
Yeah.
Okay. I continue looking for threats.
Okay. All right. So the concert continues noisily and excitedly and for Lord Lara and her friends drunkenly onward. After about an hour, when Nika settles into like a long sort of Chinese opera inspired ballad about her like boyfriend who's forced to work in the mines on Majid. Everybody gets kind of like weepy and like sad and quiet in the VIP area.
Well, not everyone.
Is there slow dancing?
no, but you know, there's some like hand holding and like arms around each other and like, oh, this is the sad one. Let's all be sad.
Yeah.
You hear, because you did so much work in advance, I'm going to give you a second. You can respond first, Prosper. You hear one of the like washroom hallway doors open. You turn and look, and you see Constantine Fang coming into the room
with his fly undone.
Yeah, and his shoelaces untied, and he just looks like a slob. No, he's got pistols in both hands.
Oh.
And he just like elbows the door and like comes in, and he's like slowly raising the pistols. What are you gonna do?
Bang!
Gonna shoot him?
Yep.
Okay, do it.
Prosper is a man of action in
now,
these circumstances.
Adam, before this shot goes off, in relationship to the stairs, where is Prosper? Like, is he in
Prosper
front of them
himself,
about to get knocked back? Or?
Prosper suddenly finds himself standing at the top of the stairs somehow.
Yeah, that's where
I've been here before!
Interesting.
Yeah, it's as if you were drawn
past
there.
Life!
Oh my god. Okay, so my attack bonus is 1. My skill is, oh my god, it's so hard.
It's been a while.
Character sheets. What's my combat, whatever, projectile, energy weapons is 0, fuck. Dexterity is 1, and then weapon bonus, is there any weapon bonus for a laser pistol?
I believe it has a built-in plus 1.
Has a plus 1, yeah.
Am I firing it semi-auto, or burst fire?
It doesn't have a burst fire mode.
God damn it. All of my aspirations are blocked. Okay.
But it's fully automatic, so I mean, you just...
True. Yeah, I just hold it down.
Hold down the trigger and kill everyone.
Yeah. Okay. I submit. Sorry. Enemy AC is...
Dos.
That's not good.
No.
Come on, dice gods.
Now, Jeff, go.
Oh,
my God!
Shitting me.
All right, so here's
Christ.
What happens.
Oh,
you see him
fuck
come
me.
In... He nudges the door open, comes in, raising his guns. You manage to get the drop on him. You pull your gun up. You fire. Roll your damage.
Okay. Oh, yeah, what
somebody.
Is the what's the damage on that?
D6 on a
D6.
Pistol.
6.
5.
It's 5. That's close. Okay.
I shoot Lady McCrary in the head. She dies.
You pull up your gun. You fire at him. The shot gets about, you know, 30 centimeters away from him. Hits some kind of energy field. Bounces off, and it hits another person in the room. Okay, I'm gonna roll a D6. On a 1, it's Lord McCrary. On a 2, it's Wu. On a 3 through 6, it's gonna be like someone else in the room, like some random, like not a PC.
Three or higher is what we want here.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Wu.
It's
nope, it's fucking Lady McCrary.
All right,
Jesus Christ,
do you fuck?
You pull the gun, hits the shield, goes back over your head, and you hear someone scream behind you, and then a thump.
I turn around.
So she takes 5 damage. Okay, yeah, Lady McCrary's lying on the ground with, like, a burn mark on her back. She's, like, lying face down. Her friend starts screaming. Wu looks at you like, what the fuck did you do? And everybody in the room can roll initiative now. Please.
Where are we in relation to this?
What is initiative again?
There's a macro for it. It's a D8 plus your dex bonus.
Wait, where? I mean, are we all in the same room when this happens?
Yes, yeah, you're all. It's all, like, one room. All
right, well, as initiative is being rolled... I feel like Piani yells, that fucking guy over there, pointing to the bad guy, obviously. Like, fucking
yeah.
Just shot that fucking guy.
That's where
the
shot
the
came
back.
From.
Right. I totally yeah. Try to, like, you know, protect Prosper and all that.
Well, never mind.
Wait,
I'm not going to get involved.
Wait.
What wait? What are we waiting on?
Don't I get something for being a whatever? For being a warrior? What do I get? I just know
you can
I negate
you get hit
event.
Once.
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
avoid
okay.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind. Fuck.
So let me just add Bang to the order. And what did I get for him? Oh, I have all dead. Okay. All right. So what do we get here? Prosper, you got an 8?
Yes.
Okay, 8 for Prosper. Sakarian, you got an 8 as well. Piani got a 3. I will roll for this jerk.
I got 4. Lower is better, higher is better.
You want higher? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you guys did really well. Oh, and security. Sorry, so I'll roll for these guys. Okay, so they also got 4. All right, so first person in the room is Prosper and Mr. Sicarian. What do you want to do?
I shoot again.
Yeah, so you're just like, fuck it.
Yep, right. Yep. So I'll just like up, and then it does. No, that's initiative. Cancel.
You can do up again.
Crap. So one attack bonus.
You can roll to hit short if you remember what your bonus is.
Skill. No, I don't. Plus 1 of that weapon bonus.
You're to hit. You can see it here. It's 5.
Enemy IC is
2. You rolled a 6, so.
Oh my god. You're slowly Christ.
Crawling up.
It was almost that 20.
Wow.
Okay. So again, you don't even re-aim. You just like fire again, and it bounces up, hits the ceiling, just burns a chunk of the ceiling. Do you want to move or anything?
Yeah, I go diving behind the hors d'oeuvres bar or whatever.
Okay. So the way combat works, it's a 20 or higher is a hit.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Sicarian, while Prosper is like diving over the bar, shooting at this guy.
Yeah.
God.
So Prosper takes these shots, then dives. Sicarian was looking in the wrong direction. He was kind of scanning the long audience, and then as the shots go off, he turns around and it gets kind of, it breaks down in slow motion. And the second he sees the guy that he's been looking for the entire time, he starts to kind of he moves towards him, and then he can feel literally from his toes up through his body and then out of his head like black tendrils shoot out of his head and just starts like they from his view, they come out of him and they go into the guy, and his whole body. It's like a, the best way to describe it is like a full body orgasm, but it's not pleasure. It's just like a release, like a
sudden.
The headache's gone, and he knows that something went out of him and into him.
Alrighty, so you excise your terror into this dude. I need you to make a mental effect save, and he's gonna make a physical effect save.
I've never done that. What is that?
Yeah, you did. You made it a bunch of times around spaceship.
It's a D20,
it's a D20 and you need it. Yeah, need better than your skill there.
All right, let me see what it is. My mental save.
Yes, mental ME, mental effect save.
Where is?
Yeah, actually, you're both.
I think it's a 15. That's what I.
I need
got.
A better than 15.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Son. Okay. All right. So he needs to make a roll too. 1 second. And he needs an 11 or better. Okay. All right. So you can't do that again for 3 turns.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need to recharge it. But he seems to be able to shake it off. Like for a second, like he like puts his hand to his head and like looks at you in fear. Like you can see everybody in the room that's looking at him. Like Prosper, you see him like stagger back for a second and then manage to like get himself together. And then his fear turns into like a scowl of rage.
Guys, we're getting wrecked. Higgs had the right idea. Higgs is going to be the only one who survives tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to fly
next
off
next episode
the
of the Swan Song. Entirely new crew.
All right, so the two dudes.
Whoa! I get movement.
Oh yeah, you want to move? Where do you want to go?
Yeah. So I mean, this happens. He's confused. Sicarian doesn't know what happened either, but he his battle instincts kind of kick in. He's going to move into the crowd of irrelevant people, I suppose.
Okay. Cool. All right. So you see, like, and I don't know, maybe you guys, you can see some, like, physical effect, too. Like, maybe the guy's veins are, like, standing out on his face, and they're all, like, black. But he seems to have managed to avoid the worst of whatever the fuck that was. And the security guys, the two security guards, they both draw pistols, and they bring him out and take shots at him. So I will roll for them. They have a 2.
Security takes shots at Fang.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one guy misses, and the other guy. Pew, pew. Okay, so they're just hitting his shield. Like his shield is just like deflecting the bullets that are flying towards it, and the security guys look at each other like, "Uh oh, we're kind of outmatched here." And then Fang is going to attack somebody. But he's gonna.
I am behind the hors d'oeuvre bar.
Yeah, I think actually he just like he's gonna attack the security guy. One of the security guys that shot him. Because he doesn't know what the hell Sicarian just did, and he these guys still have guns pointed at him. So he's got. And their armor is what's the armor on a like woven body armor? Five.
I think it's four.
Four.
Okay. I believe it's five.
Should be yeah, five because I have four in my.
Okay, let's just call it four. You know what I mean?
All
right. Nice.
Okay, so he misses.
Holy fuck! He rolls plus 14. You guys are dead.
So, God.
He lifts his gun and takes a shot. And the gun, it doesn't make a noise when he fires it. Like, he just points it and pulls the trigger. And you see a bunch of like objects in the room, like you know, Nika Star like miscellanea and like some cups off the bar fly towards wherever he was pointing, and they all smash together and fall on the ground. But there's like no sound except for the like. I mean, you don't even hear the glass breaking because it's so loud.
I want that gun.
Yeah, he points it at them and fires, and it just like creates a minor singularity. There's a pop, and then he misses because the guy like dodged out of the way, and he just walks towards where Lara is lying on the ground, like holding her side. Okay, Piani, what do you want to do?
So I have a couple questions here before I make my action. like other than yelling, "Hey, that guy is the guy that shot him," like, am I a threat?
He probably hasn't even, like, I mean, he's noticed you because he's a professional, but yeah, no.
Well, how far am I away from the lady?
You're probably closer to her than he is. He's got to walk a little ways.
So if I wanted to, say, make my task to get her out of here?
Yeah. You want to, like, run over and, like, pick her up and try and get her away?
Okay. Yes.
Sure. That will definitely make you a target on the next round, but you can do it.
All right. Then tell me. Can
you envision a future where that could happen?
If I, well, I mean, you said he'd make me a target. Like, that's
well,
probably.
Well, yeah, because you're trying to get her away from him. And so he would be like, "Hey, hold the phone. That's not cool." And he'd come after you.
Okay. Can I, like, move into position where I'm, like, close to the crowd, or I might be able to sort of get lost in the crowd so I could scoop her up? And is there, you know,
there's not really enough people up here.
Okay. Fuck. Well, I'm gonna do it anyway.
Okay. All right. So you want to just like run over and like be like, "Come on," and pick her up and like get her on your under your shoulder, because she can still walk, she's still conscious.
Yeah. I mean, you know what, Piani being smart about this, she would make sure that she was behind the target and just saying, "Come on, let's go," keeping the lady between me and Fang.
Okay, cool. So you run over to her, you get to her before Fang does, and you're like, "Come on, let's go." And you like help her stand up.
Right.
Okay. Prosper, what do you want to do?
I shoot aim.
Okay, do it.
So it's two hit short, total bonus is five. Wow. Right. Oh my god.
You see you pop up and fire at him, and it just again, like, he doesn't even look at you, it just hits the shield and hits the ceiling.
In my experience then, recognizing that the shield is deflecting bullets, do I know that I can get inside of him with the melee?
Yes, you might, the slow blade might penetrate the shield. If you can get up, like, close to him, you might be able to get through the shield and then just, shank him. But it's gonna be dangerous. You could try.
Well, then knowing that, I would come from his side, I guess, and
okay,
monoblade him in the kidney.
And try and rush him? Okay, so you hit the shield, make a physical effect save to push through it.
God, I don't know. Where are the saves listed? Just so I can.
They're part of your class. They should be listed by level, like on your little like level progression.
Underneath the special ability.
Oh, okay, there it is. There it is. 12. Yeah. Okay. Well, this should fail gloriously because I can't.
You could do it.
Oh, fail by two.
Okay. All right. So you run up and like try to get through the shield and get pushed back. And he like turns to look at you, like, "What the fuck are you doing, man?"
Rolling poorly, bro.
Yeah. What's up? Like my shield? Yeah. The security guys will both take shots at him because they don't fucking know any better.
Come on, security guys.
Oh, it was on an 18. It was so close to it.
Okay, so a 9 and a 14, so they're just, like, unloading these, like, semi-auto pistols on them, like, and he doesn't even notice. He's used to getting shot at. And then he's going to go. So he's got two guns. Like, he's got the one gun he already fired. He's got his other gun, which he holsters, and then he pulls out some kind of, like, wand-looking thing and, like, just jabs it
this
at you.
This guy's got magic wands? What the shit?
It's
what kind of game is this?
It's a flashlight with, a prong on the end.
Yeah, and you know what it does? It fires magic missiles.
Yeah, he shoots magic missiles. You all get fireballed.
Yeah.
He'll roll to hit you first. What's your armor class, Mr. Sicarian?
Well, I have a dexterity of +1, so it's -1, and then I have the combat woven army, which is 4 armor.
So it's not -1, it adds to your... you're right, it subtracts 1 from your armor class.
So you have a +3 from me.
Okay, so 3 plus is normal, so...
He hits.
Yes, but just barely. So he pokes you at the end of this thing, and just like a surge of energy like shoots through you. Can you make a physical effect save, please?
You got this shit, Jeff. Got this shit, bro.
Pass.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. All right. So he hits you, and it like drops you to your knees, but you don't lose consciousness. You're just like shaken for a turn, but it doesn't affect. He doesn't knock you out with it. And he kind of scowls like, what the hell? That should have put you down. God damn it. I got to do it again. So he like raises his arm to poke you with it again. He's distracted for now. Piani, what do you want to do?
Continue to run out of the room.
Okay. So you're going to be like, let's go. So you can get from where you are to what exit do you want to use? There's the elevator, there's the emergency stairs, and then there's the two hallways that lead off to the bathrooms.
In this game, we avoid stairs, Adam, so we will be going
for
the
elevator.
Don't go that way. We will be pulling a crusher from Mirror Shades and, like, slamming the shit out of that butt.
So you want to go to the elevator?
Yes.
All right. So you drag her over to the elevator. She's crying. Her mascara is ruined. She's got a horrible, like, burn mark on her ribs from where she got shot. Her tube top is all burned.
Jerk.
I know, he burned her tube. That really burns my tube.
Shooting her like that.
I know, he's such an asshole.
Yeah.
That's how everyone will remember it, I'm sure.
Yep. Security footage will bear that out.
I mean, the projectile did come from him. It's not a magic bullet or anything.
Yep.
All right. We all know you're innocent. So, so you get her over to the elevator and you hit the button, and you can see that it's like the elevator's coming up. Prosper, what would you like to do?
I slap my pistol. God damn it! And I fire.
Okay.
That's a hit?
Yes!
Yeah, you hit him.
Fuck right. Yes!
Roll damage.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Good damage.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you shoot at him on an off angle or something, and it goes through the shield. Mr. Sicarian, you get splattered with blood when Prosper hits this guy. And he like grits his teeth and looks up. Like he's got the thing here, and he gets shot and grazed. And he looks up at Prosper and like goes to raise his pistol. Mr. Scarion, what do you want to do?
Is any of his arm protrude? I mean, is the field visible at all? The projector field?
No, it's like it's a light haze that kind of goes like around him in a like kind of like boxy cube.
Can I see where it's being generated from? Like, is there a device on him or anything like that?
Yeah. You can see. I mean, you've maybe seen these before. It's on a thing on his belt. It's like a little box that's clipped onto his belt that's projecting the field.
Can I stab at that?
Yeah, you can try and get through it again. You can make another physical effect save.
Can I just use my last one that I passed with, Adam?
No, you gotta make.
Okay. Well, I fail again. Wee!
All right.
I'm gonna use my move.
At his shield. Okay.
I stab at him, but it like just bounces me back. I'm gonna move behind him.
Okay.
The behind him that I know Prosper is shooting from.
So Prosper is kind of shooting him at an angle. He's turned his body towards Prosper. Where do you want to be in relation to him and Prosper? You want to be behind him?
His back, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Is there any advantage in this world for having back or anything like that?
No.
Then we're forging a narrative, Adam. That's what's happening.
That's right.
I can fail from his backside, just bouncing off the shield.
You can fail just as well from anywhere. All
right. So the security forces continue to... Yeah, guy tags him.
Fuck nice. Yeah.
Ghost security officer, what's his name?
He looks really confused, like, I'm just a stormtrooper, I don't know why.
He like looks down, he's got a red shirt on, he's still got the stormtrooper helmet on, he's like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know what happens when you hit them. Oh my god, is he okay?
Yeah, he runs over to make sure he's okay.
Oh my god, what have I done?
I didn't mean to hurt you, sir.
Alright, yeah, so he tags the guy while he's distracted with Sakarian bouncing off of him and Prosper shooting at him. So he's gonna go. He's gonna shoot at, I guess, the last person who shot him, so he's gonna shoot the security guard. So security guard.
Uh-oh. Oh god, security guard, you're so fucking dead.
Is this the one that just got hit?
Yeah, the security guard hasn't hit? He hasn't hit anybody yet. He hit Sakarian, but Sakarian was okay.
No, I mean the guy that just shot and successfully shot
him. Yeah, so the guy shot him, and then he turned and was like, well, fuck you, and shoots him with the gun. And deals him 15 damage.
Oh, for fuck's sakes!
So, I don't even know how to explain this guy. So the guy goes
from... Better him than me.
Basically from the knees up, all of his mass, plus the mass of the air around him, gets compressed into, like, a single atom in an instant. Like, just... And all that's left is just... All that's left is just like the stumps of his legs that are just sort of squirting blood.
What a
blood.
Gentle way to go. I think that's beautiful.
I go on comms and I say, Sicarian, I want that gun.
Sicarian's not answering his phone right now because he's bouncing off his shield repeatedly. Thank you very much. He's like the fly behind him. Like, I can't stop.
Oh, moth to the flame. Okay, so he singularities this guy and then continues like walking towards the elevator now where Piani is like, come on, elevator. Piani, can you make a luck check for me?
Oh, fuck you.
Well, you're going to see if the elevator's there.
He's the only guy rolling well.
All right, here we go.
See how long the elevator's going to take, yeah?
Yep.
Don't you owe him a fail?
What's the pass?
Trust me, I'm not going to take it if I pass.
Okay. All right. So the elevator is still coming. It's like it's on its way, but it's taking its sweet time.
It's like stopping at every floor.
Get away from her, you bitch! Piana comes out.
What do you want to do?
Do I see Feng coming towards
you
us?
You still have an action and everything. Yep.
Well then. I mean, if I see him coming towards us, the elevator isn't here. Like, can I at least see what fucking floor it's on?
Yeah, but you don't know how many more stops it has between there and here. Like, it's on, like,
the third but what floor are we on? We're on 3?
No, it's you guys are on, like, the 8th floor, and it's it's on between 2nd and 3rd now.
Goddamn people using the elevator. Don't you know you're supposed to use the stairs in an emergency? You said there was 2 hallways.
No one knows that it's an emergency, right? Because it's been totally silent so far. It's not like you're firing like explosive weapons. You're firing lasers. Yeah.
You said there's 2 hallways.
It's also just super loud.
Yeah, it's also super loud. There's 2 hallways, yeah.
The concert's still going on.
Yeah, Wu just downstairs. He's like, he's just raging downstairs. Like,
Wu's here. He's like...
What the
turned
fuck,
around.
Wu?
He's turned around. He's hiding behind like a couch or something. He told you he's not. He doesn't want to fight.
I mean, he's just following what Wilbur would do. So,
all right, what's Piani doing?
There's a hallway, right?
There's two hallways. Yeah, right and left that go to the washrooms.
Which one is the furthest away from him?
They're sort of equidistant. Would it be helpful if I drew it real quick? Would that be a thing? Do you guys want that?
Is the Pope shit in the woods?
Okay, here, let's move
on. All I really wanted you to say is the left side is further from him, and then I would have said, well, Adam, I don't need the left side.
Okay, well, let's just use this room that I draw before as the shape of the room. And so we'll do this real quick. Mr. Sakarian, I'll draw him first, so he's the big red F. Let's say he's here. And... Piani, you are here. Sakarian is here. Prosper is there. Wu is over here.
Behind the hors d'oeuvre bar.
Yeah, that's fine. There's like a bar.
And far from the stairs.
Exits are here, elevator, stairs, and then this whole thing is a big window, big glass window. There's like a bar, I guess, here. With hors d'oeuvres on it, and then there's like another.
All right,
little bar that sticks out here.
All right. Drinks against popular opinion, we're going for the stairs.
Okay, so you're gonna run for the stairs?
Yes.
Don't make me do this twice.
I go first.
Don't okay. make me do this.
The lady goes second.
All right, so you run over to the stairs.
Yeah, he was a part of the last one too.
Pull the door open, and you run in, and then you're like, "Come with me," and like, and pull her along with you. Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty, Prosper, it's your turn. What are you gonna do?
I shoot him again.
Okay.
Come on, son of a bitch.
Okay.
Is it this turn I get to use my ability again?
Yes,
this turn you can.
I've been so counting. Still not quite understanding. He just kind of goes to stab, but again, the black tendrils out of his head into him.
Okay.
So I actually.
Oh God!
All right. So he's gonna make his save. His difficulty is, what did I say before?
14 or 12.
It was 11 before, but you got a crit, so I'll give him a minus. Let's say a minus 4.
Yes! Oh, okay,
all right. So,
what does that mean?
So this time, Sicarian, you like grab him, like you just grab onto the shield, and it's like flickering against your hand. And when the tendrils like come up out of you, he opens his mouth to like scream and is like choked as this like black fog goes into his like eye sockets and into his mouth. And he grabs his head and he like falls on the ground screaming. And his like all of his eyes are like just pitch black now. And he's like lying on the ground like kicking and like screaming. And he's like dropped his gun.
All of his eyes?
Would yeah, I like his whole eye.
How many of his eyes does he
cares
have?
About his eyes, he dropped his gun, Prosper. Yes.
Oh shit, I die for the gun.
Fucking gun.
It's not your turn, Prosper. You were shooting him while this happened.
So I'm on top of holding him down, and he's just like fucking freaking out.
Yeah, yeah. The shield will try to repel you on his turn automatically, but you've just pushed him to the ground and like vomited your black.
So does Jeff get an attack now? Or is that his action?
That was it. Yeah, that was his action. Okay, security will take a shot. Actually, I'm going to make a will save or whatever, a mental effect save for security because they just saw some fucked up shit happen. So,
these guys. They're
bosses. 15 or better.
They're going to be bosses.
Oh, fuck no. This guy, he runs for it. He's like,
they take off.
I am out. He just saw his best friend get turned into an atom.
Yeah, fucking pussy!
He's just like, oh, fuck this shit.
These are like minimum wage concert security guys.
He runs for the men's washroom. Like, he just takes off. Okay, so on Fang's turn, there's a shield pulse, so his shield like, poof, like tries to fire you off, Mr. Scarion. Can you make a physical effect save?
Mm-hmm. Fail.
Mm. Okay, so you get thrown back. It doesn't hurt you, but it repels you a couple of meters away from him. He grabs his pistol, but he's still like super disoriented. And he just turns over and like fires it into the ceiling, and it just like blows a circular shaped hole out of the ceiling. He's gonna make another save. 11 or better this time.
Fail.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So yeah, he's still all fucked up and disoriented. Piani, you get down a flight of stairs. Do you want to keep going to the bottom floor, or do you want to get her onto like a different level?
And I can cast again if I need to, right?
It's got to recharge the same amount of time.
Oh, so. It's every time you pass or fail.
Yeah. Every time you use it. Okay, so this time you need to wait 4 rounds.
Piani has this internal monologue with herself. That's like, you just need to fucking run. It's like, but then her friends, just tell her to fucking go down the stairs and then go back. But did you see this fucking 2d8 damage? It's fucking a lot. It'll kill you in one fucking hit. It's like, so she sends the lady down and she's like, fucking run. Fucking run like you've never fucking run before. And then I actually go back up the stairs.
Okay, cool. All right, so at the end of your turn, you emerge back into the room. You can see the guy lying on the ground, like, screaming and, like, waving his gun around. You can see Sicarian kind of, like, crouched nearby. And then we see Prosper. So what do Prosper and Sicarian, what do you guys do?
Sicarian's right there next to him. You said he picked up his gun and he's flailing around
and stuff? He's got the gun in his hand. He's got the, like, taser thing in the other hand. And he's just, like, screaming in rage and fear and like just firing the gun randomly.
I shoot him again.
Okay.
Does he get an advantage on the roll?
Oh, yes.
Prosper.
It's him anyway. All right, roll damage, Prosper.
I would think back and you do like a quick flat pan over to Higgs, and I just like take a shot when the shot actually connects. I was taking the
nice
fucking whiskey shot.
Awesome. So yeah, when his shield pulses to throw Sicarion off, in the split second before it charges back up, you manage to take him in the shoulder. There's a splatter of blood on the carpet.
Nice,
Mr. Sicarion. What are you doing?
The same thing we try to do every day, Pinky.
get through his shield.
Get on him and knife him. Okay, make a physical.
Thank God.
Now you can make your attack. So you jump on him, shove your hand through the shield.
Yeah. I'm on top of him again, and with the mono blade, I'm going to. Well, where is his stun baton?
It's in his hand. He's got both weapons in his hands.
So I just get an attack. I guess I could say. But the shield's going to repel me every fucking turn.
Yeah, it'll throw you.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe at the shield. I'm going to stab at the shield.
Okay, so you're trying to stab the shield? Okay. Yeah. So hitting the shield, we'll say its armor class is 4, plus all your normal bonuses.
Dexterity is 1. I have a 1 in close combat, so it's 2. So plus 6, is that it?
Yep.
Oh, God. No.
Okay, so you lunge in, and he rolls to the side, and you jab the monoblade into the floor, you don't manage to hit the shield. The security guy is fucked off. I'm going to take him off the order. I'll make the mental save for Fang. 11 or better. Okay, all right, so he recovers. You are up in his shit, Mr. Sicarion, so he's going to try and taser you again. What's your armor class?
The 3.
3, right?
3, yeah. Right, yeah. Okay.
No advantage for him to be on the ground and stuff, I guess. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're just on top of him, so he just pokes you with it. Make another physical effect save.
Pass.
Nice. Yes.
Okay.
Sicarion is a beast.
Jabs you, and you like you're back, but you're not. You're not unconscious. Like, still, you get electrocuted again. Shit's all fried, but you're okay. All right. So, Piani, you emerge from the hallway. What do you want to do? Sicarion's wrestling this dude, and his shield is like.
I actually don't think I've ever hit anything in my fucking life in this game. But god damn it, tonight is the fucking night! Fucking Piani right, pulls out her fucking laser pistol. I have no idea what my bonuses are.
Plus one inherently, plus a dex, right?
All right, what's your dex bonus, first of all?
Okay, 0.
Okay, you probably have a 0 for your class, because psychics don't get a bonus for a while. You'll have 1 for the weapon, so you're plus 1. Do you have energy weapons?
Yes, I do.
All right, so then, and it's at 0?
Yes.
Okay, so just you have just a plus 1, and then 2 for his, so you roll to hit short with plus 3.
So I would have to hit higher than a 20 with just plus
17,
3.
You need a 17 or better on the die.
You can do it, Piani. You have a 15% chance.
That's D20.
I rolled a D20 to hit.
D20 plus 3.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. 3,
that wasn't a
right?
good roll though, Piani. That's not. You're not setting a good precedent.
I'm sorry.
You're using up the bad roll.
A 2 and a 1. That's really bad. That's almost as bad as you can.
Can
possibly
I burst roll. Fire this thing?
No.
Fuck. No.
It's just a laser pistol.
Oh my god, dude!
All right, fuck it. She immediately like goes, "I'm not welcome here."
Hold on, it hits the shield, bounces off. We're gonna roll the die. If you get a 1, you hit Mr. Sicarion. If you get a 2, you hit Prosper. If you get a 3, you hit Wu. And if you get a 4, 5, or 6, you hit anybody else. Roll a d6.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll never shoot a gun again in my whole fucking life. Where's my d6?
It's Prosper.
All right, Prosper, you get hit. All right, roll your damage on Prosper. It's a D6 plus, or just a D6.
Yeah, what? D6.
1.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You're good.
Prosper soaks 2.
Prosper, you get slightly laser burned.
I say, god damn it, Piani.
All right. So that was good. Prosper, it's your turn. Mr. Sicarion, it is also your turn.
I shoot him again.
Okay.
Did you? I heard the Oh, there it is.
I heard you click. Okay. Mr. Sakarian, what are you doing?
Oh, I radio Rajani.
Okay.
Fail. I bounce back.
All right. Okay, so Fang is going to get the fuck out of here. He turns his pistol on the glass wall here and shoots it. A hole appears in the glass, like just pops a hole, and then the glass falls and shatters. Woo shrieks and throws himself behind the bar, and he runs to the edge and jumps off.
Wait, no attacks. This game doesn't have attacks of opportunity or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, he just runs over to the edge here and throws himself off. Piani, what do you want to do?
Well, we're not in turn anymore, are we?
Start chucking, like, down the stairs.
What's that? You want to run down the stairs?
I mean, like, at this point, I'm like, I just saw Fang run. Like, I need to catch up to the lady.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you can run down the stairs. That's fine. Okay, yeah, I mean, unless anybody... Well, I mean, I guess what the thing is, Prosper and Securian, what do you guys do? Do you want to run over to the edge?
I run after him to see if I can...
Run to the edge and shoot down at the guy. If he's in sight.
Bang, bang, so... You run over to the edge, and you see him falling, like just falling straight down into the crowd. And then right before he lands, there's like a shockwave under him that like literally just blows people away from him in a circle. And then he lands in a crouch and then makes a run for it through the crowd. Can you make a perception check?
Me?
Both of you can.
You need to roll 2d6, Mr. Sakarian.
Yes. Yeah, 2d6, please.
I thought it was d22. We were in D&D 5th edition rules.
Totally back and forth.
We are not perceptive.
Okay, yeah, and he disappears into the crowd. Constantine's dang. Fang has gotten away.
I couldn't shoot him just as he landed and he had that clearing around him?
No, he disappears.
As he gets away, then I don't see him. I sheath my knife and I'm like...
I hang up on Rajani... I radio Higgs. I say, Higgins, get over to Feng's ship. He's on his way there now. He's very injured. And then I hang up. Click.
All right. So we'll cut to Higgs for the very last thing. So Higgs, when you get that message, what are you doing and what do you do? You're like, you're still in your underwear, right?
Yeah. I'm like, the shot is like going up to my lips. And I like look at the text. I just put the phone down and take the shot.
Like, oh fuck!
God damn it!
And then we go to credits. Okay, cool. Yep. Awesome.
That's good how it. Well, I'm glad no one died.
Holy shit!
Yeah, you're lucky that someone you got those security yet. Guys. To
He's
get
still
shot.
Got that gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Can we know what? Well, I guess it doesn't matter what type of gun that is. It's a black hole gun.
It's a badass black hole pistol. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do some shout outs, then we'll call it a show. Wheat, you want to start us off?
Thanks for shopping by. Shopping, stopping, whatever. I'm
have
just
you
glad
checked out no the one, shirts?
I'm glad no one died.
Check out the merch.
Yes, buy a shirt. If you buy a shirt, then the Swan Song crew won't die.
That's how it works.
You can find me on DJ Wheat at Twitter, on Twitch, on fucking Tinder, on Instagram,
that'd
on
be
fucking
weird.
Oh my God.
Bearsville, wherever, if there's an account that's able to be made and I can name it DJ.
You're not
Wheat,
a bear, you're a wolf or a silver fox.
A silver fox hunt.com, all of them. I'm on there, DJ Wheat, you know where to find me. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Jeff, do some shout outs, sir.
Had a lot of fun, guys. Love Swan Song. Thank you all for tuning in. It's awesome. Echoing his sentiments, the shirt, you know, tip of the hat to JP and the art guy that designed the shirt. That's incredible that it's sold so many already. And it also goes out to all you guys watching right now. Like, thank you so much for that support. That is fucking incredible. When JP said he was putting a shirt up for sale, I was like, I didn't even in my faintest idea. I didn't imagine that many. There's going to be that many people walking around with that shirt on. That's incredible. That's awesome. So thank you. For me personally, by the time you see this, nothing. It's like a week from now, so I can't talk about the Mortal Kombat thing. But
well, Twitch can. I mean, people on Twitch. But yeah.
Yeah. I will be, or I will have already done a 24-hour stream by the time you see. No. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm an idiot. No, there's live people right here. Still planning on doing the 24-hour stream. It's obviously very hard for me to schedule that in, but I think I'll do it. like Monday or something like that, but we're already doing, well, I'll start Monday, so I won't be tired for Solemn, which we're doing
you
on Monday.
You could start
as
right
well.
After Solemn.
Yeah.
Because we're doing Solemn at 2 Eastern on Monday.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's a great time, yeah, because that's the easier one to do. I was trying to, I'm not Neil either, so I was trying to figure out how to actually do that shit, because staying up for 24 hours is not normal for me at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you definitely, I think you start in the morning and then end in the morning, as opposed to start late at night and end late at night. That would be horrible, I think. Because then you get a regular day of sleep. Anyways, I'm going to do that probably Monday, but I'll tweet it out as per usual. And the idea is to play as much Legacy of the Void, but other games as well. With Archon mode, it's really fun. JP has talked about maybe playing and appearing there as well. We'll do that maybe. And then otherwise, making as much money as I possibly can so that when I buy an entirely new Warhammer army, my wife doesn't hate and kill me.
Yeah.
Which is really what it comes down to. I'm being pretty open and transparent about that. So if you are not dedicating,
if you disappear, then we know.
Right,
we know what happened.
You are not donating so that I can get a heart transplant. You are literally feeding my hobbies addictions, and that's okay. It's good, right? I hope
it's good.
You know, so we call that the plastic crack.
Oh yeah, I thought you were gonna say enabling, and I was like, that's too serious. Don't do that to me. But it's gonna be a lot of fun, and I'm being half serious. Obviously, everything you donate to streamers is helpful, but that is mostly what it's going to. That's it for me. Just as always, follow me on Twitter, of course, and I think we're on a pretty good. I don't think there's a lot of cons, so we'll talk about the next episode. And I think you guys can expect it pretty regular for a while now, which is really nice.
Yeah,
we might even I might remember how to do combat rules, which would be.
I think we're good until, actually, at least for me, the final week, weekend, or a couple days of April, because I have my brother's wedding.
Great.
So
awesome.
Should have at least 3 or 4 shows weekly, but we'll figure that out afterwards. Steven, do some shout-outs, sir.
You can find me around on at Silent Osiris. The O is a zero. You know, Twitter, YouTube, FetLife, whatever. And I don't know, man, like I've been doing some really fun stuff with Adam recently over on his Twitch channel, so you should definitely follow him when you get to his shout outs, because we're starting to look at the rules for 5th edition Dungeons and Dragons and see if we can do some interesting and more focused things for the West Marches, which is an awesome show that I run here on ItMeJP Twitch, whatever. And the next one is Sunday, JP?
Yep. Sunday, yeah.
2 p.m. Eastern.
Something like that.
Yep. So, you know, looking forward to that. It'll be great. That's all.
There you go. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, everybody. This game is so much fun. I'm excited we got to reveal some stuff about Mr. Sicarian, some weird black goo stuff.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty fun. I'm excited to see where that goes. You can follow me. I'm Skinny Ghost on Twitter, OKCupid, LiveJournal, Nexopia. no, none of those. Well, Twitter, I think. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble, where, as Steven said, we have been doing some live game design stuff with 5th edition. You've seen the R in R&D. Now you can come over to my channel and see the D. That's the name of the channel. See the
Come
D.
to our show and see the
And
D.
you're going
to
do a Q&A, right, after this?
Yep. Yeah, I'll start up the Q&A on Reddit, as always, r/itmejp. And, you can follow me on Twitter for updates about when I'm going to do the GM turn. I was thinking probably this weekend, but I might wait till after the next episode because I'd like to close this one. Keep an eye out for that.
Nice.
That's it for me.
Cool. First part of week 17's up on youtube.com/hitmejp. So if you missed it and you're not a sub, you can go check it out right now. Apart from that, I think I'll be live tomorrow. We're going to try to finish Bloodborne on the stream. So if you want to see the end of that game, feel free to stop by. but we got 8 hours of time tomorrow. I think we can do it. We'll see. Saturday is day off. And then, like Steven was saying, we got West Marches on Sunday. Monday, we got a doubleheader with Solemn during the day and Mirror Shades during the night. And then we'll figure out when the rest of the shows are going to be occurring, probably this weekend. So that's it, guys. Thanks, everyone, for watching. I'll do the rest of my shout-outs afterwards. We're out. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Peace. Bye. Bye.